I just wanted to share a quick little sort of win that I had last week. I was talking to a client who was requesting a discount from us. They already have a discount from us, but they wanted a further discount because of COVID pandemic stuff. So I'd had the first conversation where the CEO of this organization had basically pretty, I don't think it was subtext. I think he pretty much openly said, if you don't give me another discount, I'll take my business elsewhere. So we had a second meeting where my CEO came along. I summarized the situation, let him talk for a while, and then I sort of said, it seems like if we're not in a position to give you an additional discount, that's a deal breaker for you. And he said, oh, whoa, hang on. I mean, you're the one escalating this. I didn't escalate that. That's you that's saying that. That's not what I'm saying. And so then the conversation went on. But I just wanted to highlight this little bit because after the call, my CEO sort of turned and said to me, I think he was right when he said that you escalated that. And then I just sort of I stood my ground and explained to my CEO that A, it was the subtext that I had been reading. And B, by saying that at a time in the conversation, which we did end up agreeing was appropriate, it felt a bit risky to him, I think, to my CEO. We extracted from this other person that he wasn't ready to walk away like he had been sort of threatening me on previous calls. So that's been like a real confidence booster for me because he was also a very assertive, unpleasant gentleman. So I just wanted to share that.
So, all right. I like it. I like it for a variety of reasons. But number one, it invoked the law of negotiation gravity, dealing with the desire to correct. My opinion, based on how you laid it out, it wasn't a correction of his position. I don't think. I think that your label caught him off guard in front of your CEO, put him in an uncomfortable spot. And your label was tantamount to saying, it sounds like you're threatening us. He didn't want to appear like that in front of your CEO. When he's got you one-on-one on the phone, the threats fly all over the place because he thinks that you're not on his level and he can beat you about the head and shoulders. And then when you called him on it in front of somebody else, he now had to figure out something that was going to try to allow him to save face. And so he puts the blame squarely at your feet. You're escalating this. I never said that. Well, hold on. You never said that he said that. You said this is what it seems like you're saying. And this bears repeating. We structure the labels like that to give ourselves wiggle room. Now, your retort to his comeback that, you're making that up. I never said that. Your retort to that could have always been, I did not say this is what it was. I said this is what it seems like. How is what I'm hearing wrong? Because we are making these statements based on data that's given to us by the other side. So, Brooke, you're not making anything up out of whole cloth. It's not your imagination. You're saying, based on the data that you've given me, this is where what I surmise. And it looks like, it seems like, it sounds like. And therein, you've created enough space for you to back off of it and say, whoa, I didn't say you were. I said you seem like. And then, especially if you're dealing with an assertive, put it back on them. How is what I'm hearing wrong? And give them a chance to further explain. But good for you. Good for you, more so than anything else, confidence booster. This guy is a guy that's been browbeating you every day on the phone about discount, discount, discount. It's the old COVID is being blamed for everything on the planet these days, including why I should get a reduced rate. And for you to challenge that in a non-confrontational way is huge.